Hi, and welcome back to this week's episode of SME Speaker Podcast. This is your host, Punyesh, along with my peers, Siddharth, Shubham, Vikit, and Inad. In this episode, we are going to be joined by Mr. Rahul Singhani, a 26-year-old entrepreneur based in Pune. But before that, we would like to discuss the current scenario of the Indian startup in the midst of a pandemic. As you all know, COVID has had a devastating impact on human lives and global economy. Talking about India in particular, we were one of the fastest growing economies pre-pandemic. But ever since the pandemic struck, India suffered its worst recession since 1947. So Siddharth, tell me, what is the actual scenario? I mean, you know, lockdown was announced, I believe, in March last year. So how have Indian startups coped up in general?
Yes, Punesh. 2020 was a high time where every venture was tested on its ability to adapt, you know, to the rapidly changing scenarios more than ever before. When the whole country was under lockdown amidst pandemic, existing ventures and newly emerged startups faced the problem of cutting down costs, so much so that they had to downsize and even reduce their teams. It was either this or them having to eventually face shutdown. Optimizing operational costs while cutting expenditures wherever possible was the only way to go. There were startups such as Tribo, Meesho, Fab Hotels, Travel Triangle, Shop 101, and many others who saw a big chunk of their team laid off. Travel Triangle at 50%, Shop 101 at 40%, and others, which I mentioned, had about 30% layoff in their workforce. And while many sectors out there witnessed layoffs, there were also some startups like CreditMate, India Lens, Ixigo, even names like OYO and MakeMyTrip. They opted for pay cuts instead of layoffs. But these pay cuts were for the senior management, founders, and the employees all together. There was a huge speculation as to how startups would fare during the year, with already existing startups struggling to survive, and how startups would acquire fundings from investors. Because let's be honest, venture capitalists, they would tend to be more conservative and prefer to keep the traditional methods for determining who they want to fund. I mean, one could not just expect a VC to sign an investment check after just having a Zoom call.
Very true.
Yes, Siddharth, I do agree with you that the COVID-19 pandemic had a great impact on people from all walks of life. With many speculations in this turbulent environment, the numbers say something else. 2019 saw about 1,300 new startups, 9 new unicorns during the year, a total investment of $14.5 billion, 664 unique startups funded, where investors look to invest more in funded startups which were better poised for growth. But 2020 already saw 1,600 startups in the tech sector alone, 11 new unicorns during the year, and a surprising $10.14 billion in investments despite the COVID crisis. And not to forget, during the economic meltdown of 2008, when everything seemed bleak, some entrepreneurs took a risk and launched their companies, which are now some of the most well-known businesses of India and the world. These include Zomato, Policy Bazaar, Uber, Airbnb, WhatsApp, Instagram, Slack, Dropbox, and more. Alok Bansal, one of the co-founders of Policy Bazaar, believes that it's only a perception that it is not a good time to start a business when the market is down.
Yeah, I agree with Shivam, and I would like to add to what he said. I would like to give a few examples. There are an estimated 4,800 health startups in India that are leveraging cutting-edge technologies to help the government fight the pandemic. Few examples of such startups are Bangalore-based startup Beyond has developed a genetic test using predictive analysis tools to check every individual's immunity against the virus. In the weeks ahead, more technological innovations will be seen in the health tech sector to identify coronavirus patterns and enable healthcare professionals to effectively focus on patient care. And one more health tech startup as Molbio has developed an indigenous portable and bio-operated RT-PCR machine to scale India's testing capabilities even in the remoted areas. Since Molbio is not the only one making testing kits but the PCR machines itself, they've pitched in to address the huge bottleneck in testing capacity.
You know, you all make great points. Look, no one can deny the impact COVID is going to have now. I mean, after all, we don't even know when this crisis will end. And it's true that this impact can be very long term. But at the same time, we do also have to look at the silver lining in the crisis. As Shubham said, like he gave a very good example of 2008 crisis, where, you know, many startups were founded, such as WhatsApp and Instagram, and even, you know, Zomato. Look at where they are now. So maybe this can be an opportunity for many people to come up with something innovative, something new. Who knows, maybe down the line, 10, 15 years, they become the new magnets or, you know, the new unicorns. Who knows? Let's see. Now, I think having discussed this, I think it's time where we, you know, we invite a guest, Mr. Rahul Subramanya. Last year, he opened his first cloud-based kitchen called Gusto Pizzeria in Pune, Kharadi. You know, it has had good success and has become pretty popular amongst the locals. We'll be back with him shortly. Stay tuned. Welcome back, people. Now, we have with us Mr. Rahul Subramanya. He is a 26-year-old entrepreneur and the founder of Gusto Pizzeria. Gusto Pizzeria is a cloud-based kitchen in Kharadi, Pune. So welcome, sir. First of all, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Punish?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you. So, sir, first things first, you know, I just mentioned the name of your venture, Gusto Pizzeria. What does the name mean and does it have any significance?
Yes, the name Gusto means enjoyment. You know, like it also means happiness. Say, like, you see, what's the main enjoyment in a day is, like, you know, you get up in the morning and you get a good breakfast. So yes, that means gusto. So In simple words, it means enjoyment. And significance is, like, if you eat something, like, you know, you get a taste, you get good taste, you get a good aroma. So that is what significant is. And that is what gusto is. It's like, you know, that's what gusto is. Like, you know, it's a promise to a good quality and good happiness. Like, every bite you eat of pizza, you get a good, you know, like, aroma, taste, good, you know, as the name mentions, gusto, good happiness and enjoyment.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, can you brief us on your journey so far? I mean, when did you think of starting this venture and how did you go about it, considering it was in the midst of a pandemic?
So, see, my journey is not very, you know, it's not a long journey. It's been a very short journey. It's been 4 years since I am in this food industry. And, like, you know, coming from a Sindhi family, we Sindhis, you know, we are business people. We do, like, we are born for business. Like, what, this is what I think. So, the venture, it was in my mind, you know, like, during pandemic, everything was closed. It was work from home. So, like, you know, when it is work from home, you don't go out, you don't spend, you save your money. So that is how it is. I saved my money. I saved everything. And then now I got a good chance to, you know, open this.
Coming to the startup, can you give us a gist on what a cloud-based kitchen exactly is? How is it different than a restaurant?
See, cloud-based kitchen is a low-budget kitchen, first of all. Restaurant is a good heavy budget, you know, a place or, you know, like, it is compared with a hotel. Like, hotel with 100 rooms, it is compared to that. Like, so it is like, cloud kitchen is like a small setup with a small budget place where you don't have a server, you don't have anyone, you just have your cook, you have your ingredients and you have your utensils to cook. So that is how cloud kitchen is. And another thing about cloud kitchen is, like, you can't dine in over there. It's like a delivery kitchen. You know, everything is successful. If you consider McDonald's also, they have also started their own cloud kitchen. It's like, you know, drive away kitchen. Like, when you are driving somewhere, then you come there and you order and you then take away and go. So it's basically like a takeaway kitchen.
Also, tell us something about your team. How many people do you work with?
For now, I have two people. Like, you know, it's a small startup. So, for this is, and so for now I have only two people, and they both are cooks, so they manage the things. They follow my instructions, whatever recipe I give them, whatever I tell them, and so they follow their things. And yes, this is my small team. There are two people including me, so we are three.
Sir, in your case, how are you able to raise the funds for this venture?
Funds, see, as I said, like, you know, in lockdown, everything was closed and capacity was like more, because see, there was work from home, and even I do job in Pune in Kalyani Nagar. So like, you know, saving money, and I had savings like before. So using that and using this money, like whichever I've saved in my lockdown. So through that, I raised my funds.
Since it's been a year since you started this business, so how's the response you're getting? And were you able to meet your expectations?
See, response, people are liking it, first things first. Second thing, we have different pizzas. Like, if you compare to any other pizzeria, they have like, they compare Italian with local. So I have also done the same thing, which is good. But what I am doing is, you know, like people who don't like, see, for example, I have chicken galotti pizza. People don't know what is galotti. So the dishes, the pizzas which I am serving is different. So the word means different, means like, you know, you get your pizza is full different if you order from Gusto Pizzeria. So that is how it is.
So sir, what has been your marketing strategy so far?
See, now it's been 1 year. So before, when I had started, I had raised all my funds in this, so I didn't have that much fun. So I used to do word of mouth, like, you know, my friends of friends. I used to offer free pizzas to my friends and family, to relatives. And you know, if there's an error with some customer or with some guest, so I used to, on my own self, I used to cook prepare a pizza and I used to give them. So this is how it is. After it's been 1 year, I have got like, you know, funds. So now I have hired a marketing person. I have also hired a content writer who gives me a content, and I also have a website designer who design, like, you know, who helps me with designing the website of Gusto Pizzeria. And nowadays, you know how it is, like Instagram has come, Facebook has also come with the marketing ideas. So I use that things to market my Gusto Pizzeria.
Sir, how do you see your startup's future prospects?
See, everything and every startup has past, future, present and future. Like, you know, my present, in present, now in this corona times, it is like the business is growing. In future, say like in future, like being an entrepreneur, in future, I will also expand my business. Say like from this area to another area, and like in way far future, if I get successful, then my plan is to, like, you know, open Gusto Pizzeria in every area of Pune. So this is what I think.
Yes, sir. That's a very good plan. So now, to conclude, you know, our discussion, you know, since you're an entrepreneur yourself, you have opened a startup that too in such trying times. So, for example, if I have to open a startup, what advice will you give me? What should I do if I want to open a startup now?
See, it's been a very hard journey. So, like in these times, it is very, very difficult. First of all, it's very difficult to survive. Okay. And second thing is, like, you know, for startups, for future, for the advice, my advice is to, like, you know, work hard, be passionate, and first thing, like, you know, when we are taught from when we are kids, like, you know, our mom and dad, they tell us save money. So savings are very important in your life. And then at last, you know, like some point of view, it comes to, like, you know, luck. If you have a good luck and if you have good savings, you have good knowledge, you are perfect in your work, then, you know, it's easy, and it's for, like, it's easy to start up your own business.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That was a great advice. So, sir, thank you so much for coming on this podcast. You know, you took time from your busy schedule. We are very grateful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So listeners, we just now had Mr. Rahul Sundani. You know, he gave us a great insight to us about his startup. I hope you all enjoyed it as well. So Siddharth, tell me, what were your key takeaways from our discussion?
Yes, it was indeed insightful. No matter how tough the situation is, you have to find the opportunities and take them. One needs dedication, passion, and courage to do whatever they want in life.
Yeah, we agree on that.
True, man, true. So I think, guys, we have come to the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you all enjoyed it. Please share your feedback on social media. And also, stay tuned to the other episodes coming every Friday on SCMS PK Podcast on Spotify. Some great content is in the offering. And before we end this, please stay home, stay safe, and take care. You know, in this pandemic, make sure you follow all the rules and regulations. So take care, everyone. Goodbye. See you all.